Such a powerful presence, a of the Holy Ghost in this place. We had a great, great Bible lesson this morning. I guess it was more than just a Bible lesson this morning, Brother Harris. And thank you so very much for speaking to us. You can go ahead and be seated for a few moments. If you're a guest of ours, it is just an honor having you here at Calvary Gospel Church. And if you haven't checked in with us, we have out there in our kiosk, we have connection cards. We'd love to be able to take and make a connection with you over the next few weeks. So if you're a guest of ours, whether you're online, you could follow the links online. Also, we have some giving options. You can go ahead and you can see the ways to give. We've gone through this numerous times, so hopefully we know CGC Madison, or you can just mail it in here to the church, or you can text to give. Make sure if you want to give to the Harrises this morning that you would just put in your text keyword, just put Harris, and we'll make sure that gets passed on to them. Coming up this next week, we have Saturday, July 3rd. We have a church work day here from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and they're looking for volunteers to help clear the grounds, get the grounds cleaned up. We have Brother Brad Topp, who has Extreme Lawns, and he does our lawn, but he also takes care of some of these work days and such. And if you'd like to help out with that, you can just tag in with Brother Brad or just show up on the 3rd of July, 8 a.m., and it will be till 12 noon. And then the following Sunday, starting July 4th through July 9th, we have our family camp, which we're excited about, our family camp up in Shawano. So if you would like to take you should already have signed up online if you're looking for a spot or looking for camping to stay there. But you're welcome to come up anytime during the day services or the evening services. And then following the Sunday after family camp, we're going to follow that up here with Brother Morton Bustard, who is going to be here, and he'll be speaking in our 2 a.m. services. So we're excited about having him come and on July 11th. He's coming a week earlier than normally. There's a week between family camp. We kind of take a little bit of a rest there, but not realizing that camp started on the 4th, not ending on the 4th this year. So we kind of lost that. So with that, I also want to just remember, a reminder, we've been doing a series on Lord Teach Us, and hopefully this series has been beneficial to you. Many times the disciples would say, Lord, how do we do this? And the Lord would take, through speaking, through just godly wisdom and parables, he would take and speak to his disciples. And I gave you a challenge. Does anybody remember what that challenge was from last week? How many times you go through the week always having to be right? Do you remember that? Some of us, one of the things we're talking about, teachability, the ability to be taught. So much in life and what we learn is all because we are taught. And sometimes we have this attitude that I have to be right. And if you always have to be right, you might want to check out your teachability factor. All right? Just an update on that, just a reminder, because we're going to be covering this again next Sunday. So with that, let's all stand, and we're going to start this off in prayer. And so great to have the Harrises here again, and they are our outgoing missionaries. They will be going to Japan and Asia. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for a great service that we've had, great Bible study, great Sunday school. We ask you, Lord, that your hand would be upon us as we move into a time of worship. Lord, every one of us here, Lord, has a need. Every one of us here is struggling with something in our lives, and I pray, God, you have the answer today. Lord, all we have to do is open up, admit we have an issue, and respond to that admittance. Lord, we thank you for who you are and what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you as we go into worship.
I stand in awe of you. you do for someone like me, so undeserving. I stand in awe of you and all of what you do. My words cannot express how I feel.
Stand in awe of you, in awe of what you do for someone like me, so undeserving. I stand in awe of you, in awe of what you do, though my words could not express how I feel.
Compare to you.
None compare to you.
I
the whole earth is full of your glory. You are worthy.
I just love what I feel. Thank you for ushering in. As Brother Harris said this morning in our first session, that we're walking and talking Ark of the Covenants. I like that. I like that. If we could just stand, it is so great to have Brother and Sister Harris here. They're outgoing missionaries to the Japan and Asia. And just so great to have them here, and they did a great job. Brother Harris did a great job preaching in our earlier session here. They also have a display out in the vestibule, so I looked there. They had quite a few items for sale. I believe all of that would be for sale, so you could purchase one item, or you could buy them all, so I'll leave that up to you, but we're going to have Brother Harris come and preach to us this morning. Finish this out. God bless you, Brother Harris.
Hallelujah. Well, the song says, in the presence of Jehovah. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand clap. Amen. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are In the presence of the King. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace, troubles vanish, hearts are mended in the presence of the King. Let's not rush God. We wait too much on the next order, and nothing's wrong with order. But when God comes in, and he'll be done in the right time. But we need to let him do his work. Amen. Well, one more time, clap your hands together. And thank you again for allowing us to be here. We've done went through all of that. God bless you. You may be seated. Only one announcement. Here it is. You've done told been told about things in the back. Visit us if you'd like to. Before you want to come and go to Japan with us when we go, or take us on as $5,000 sponsor a month, see your pastor. Amen. Talk to him, and he'll make all those things right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we're so happy to serve the region of Asia. We left very, very brokenhearted from Shawnee, Wisconsin. We had planned to stay there until the rapture happened, or till we passed, and one's ultimate, we know. But God had other plans. I can't say I ever had a desire to be a missionary. I never woke up one morning and said, oh, Lord, please send me to the foreign field. I just love to go, leave my family, sell everything I have, leave Shawnee. I just love that. I never had a desire to do that. But I always prayed, God, I'll do what you want me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll be what you want me to be. And, you know, that's what happened. So, but we left, and we stayed till they found a pastor. They asked us to do that, and we were so thankful that God opened up doors. First of all, we were headed to Germany. We're so excited. We resigned our church, and I went to General Conference to meet the Global Mission Board. I said, I'm going to India. God's called me. And he said, no, you're not. So they said, you can't go to India. It's not possible. There's no missionary there. Hadn't been one in 27 years, and you have to have a supervising missionary. And I said, thank you. Went outside, cried like a baby. Didn't have church to go back to, but I knew I had the call of God. And then a little story, Brother Chuck Robinette invited me to come to the German-speaking nations, which who wouldn't want to do that? My emotions swelled. I was so happy. And I said, yes, I'm going to the German-speaking nations. One day I'll wind up in India when God's timing is right. But, and about 4 months after being full-time on the field, and that's what we did, went back on the field and preaching, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, you're not going to Germany, you're going to India. I'm like, okay, can't go to India. He said, you're going. So I kept traveling, and I would tell churches, I would give them a presentation, and I would tell them God called me, and one day I'm going with tears in my eyes, asking for partners, and I was the aimer. The only aimer, I had more PIMs as an aimer than any aimer had before in the history of global mission. So as an aimer, I just kept getting PIMs and it kept building up and financial support going overseas. I still didn't know where I was going to go. One time, one night, I was in Arkansas preaching, and I got up there, and I said, we're going to India one day, but until then, we're going to the country of Bangladesh. And I shocked me so much, and my wife looked at me like, you're crazy, where's Bangladesh? And we had no idea. And I had no idea. I didn't know anyone there. We went home, looked at the map. We found Bangladesh was right next to India. So we got in contact with Brother Corbin. Anyway, we wound up in Bangladesh, and a 40-minute flight from Dhaka, Bangladesh, where we live, would put us, a 40-minute flight would put us into Kolkata, India. And that's where we went. We lived in Dhaka, Bangladesh, and spent most of our time in the country of India, underground. And then eventually, after 15 months, we moved over there as only aimer. We were aimer still in the country of Bangladesh, and in India, and we lived there for a number of years, and we're so thankful for what God done and is doing across all of Asia. Praise the Lord. We're so happy to be able to go into these countries and these nations. They don't have Sunday school, and we put together Sunday school for them. We have put to raise money. 1 year, Wisconsin donated $3,000 so we could have a children's camp, the Sunday school department did, of this district, where in the second day of children's camp, amen, while they were singing, whatever they were singing, the power of God came down, and over 200 Hindu children received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's what this district did for your giving for Sunday school. Amen. And we traveled to, I can't call all of them out, it would take too much time. We traveled to many countries in Asia, and somewhere we don't even have missionaries. Most of the countries in Asia do not have missionaries. And we go there, and we preach revivals. Nothing like going into one country, doing a pastor seminar, and having 200-something pastors, and you have to provide for the building, the finances for the building, for three meals a day, room and board. And the United Pentecostal Church has so gladly given to the cause of missions all around the world, to which we are so thankful. Amen. And it's wonderful to see 27 Trinitarian pastors at the end of us teaching on baptism in Jesus' name and the oneness of God, that they came forward and they wanted to be baptized into the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And they were gladly obliged by the nationals who baptized them in the name of Jesus Christ. On and on and on. We're so appreciative. We want to take you on a short journey. Time does not allow me to tell you everything. But we just like to take you on a short journey. We regret to say that because of security reasons in India, all of our missionaries are pulled out of there at this time, and we had to leave the country. We got reappointed to the country of Japan and Okinawa, where we have a safe place and a port and an airport to fly us out through all the countries of Asia. Also, as I said in the first hour, we get the opportunity to work with Brother Fonzel Marsh, our coordinator of the military church and military bases all through Europe and Asia, and all military bases in the entire overseas. And we get to travel with him. We work with our missionaries in Japan for 6 months out of every year, and the rest of the 6 months of that year, we travel at the permission of our regional director. Wherever he wants to put us, that's where we go. And we're so thankful for this opportunity. And appreciate every one of you and all that you've given to the cause of I Am Global and Seas for Christ. We're going to be a recipient of that as soon as we get there. And we're very thankful for your giving. Continue to do so as you always have. And God will continue to bless you above and beyond. Well, join us on a short journey. We will come back up and begin to speak to you just for a few minutes. God bless you. We started our missionary story in 2014, and we have been blessed to travel around many countries of Asia. It has been an incredible journey being able to witness what God has done, but we have high expectations that He is going to outdo Himself as His return draws closer.
As we've traveled throughout countries in Asia, God has put such a love in my heart for these precious people. They are blinded by traditions, fears, and superstitions, but we can see their hopelessness, their hunger to know more about God. The things that we've heard all our lives and take for granted, they've never even heard them before. So when we share stories and the gospel, they are receptive as they search for spiritual enlightenment.
When we first arrived in Japan, we picked up a few greeting words by noticing a lady handing out flyers for her restaurant. She kept saying this word, dozo, as a greeting, and then arigato after she handed them a flyer. I found out that dozo means please or excuse me, and arigato means thank you. I also noticed that they would bow at the greeting and then as they went on their way. We quickly realized that this would be a great way to pass out flyers inviting people to a service. For a few weeks, we would hand out flyers by bowing and using our new favorite words, dozo and arigato. We found that people were very receptive to hearing us greeting them in Japanese, and everyone took a flyer. We ended up having numerous visitors because of that simple effort in immersing ourselves in the Japanese culture.
The Asia region has a population of over 4.5 billion, but only a very small percentage are Christians, and many of the countries do not have a resident missionary to share a message of love and hope. These precious people deserve to learn about Jesus and know how much He loves them.
Our mission statement is to see Asia saved, healed, set free, discipled, equipped, empowered, serving, and saturated with the apostolic doctrine. To fulfill this mission, we have been involved in youth and children's camps, preaching points in Japan, leadership and ministers' conferences, children's ministry, home Bible studies, outreach and evangelism seminars, and teaching in Bible colleges. But what does it mean to see Asia saved? We were in Japan during the Christmas season in 2019, and we were able to tell the simple Christmas story to a 58-year-old neighbor named Akemi. Throughout her whole life, she had never heard the gospel and about the love of Jesus. The following Sunday, she attended church and was filled with the Holy Ghost. That afternoon, she was taught a Bible study and baptized in the lovely name of Jesus Christ.
To us, this is what it means to see Asia saved. Japan is the second largest unreached people group in the whole world. 98% have not heard the gospel. You hear the beautiful sounds of praise and worship in Asia, but we hear the voices of children, youth, and adults crying, "Who will help me?" For all the thousands who have heard and received the gospel, there are still millions crying out, "Who will preach the gospel to me? Who will give me hope?" The Mark Harris family says, "We will go. We will reach. We will share and we will serve the precious people of Asia, but we need your help."
The most important thing you can do to help is to pray for the region of Asia and the Mark Harris family. You can also become a monthly supporter through Partners in Missions through the Global Missions website. Finally, you can help us with a one-time offering for our special projects by texting M. Harris to 71777. We thank you for your giving, but most importantly, we thank you for your prayers.
Amen, 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 amen. Well, the presence of the Lord is in the house, amen? And anything is possible if you believe. I wonder how many that are in this house today that you have never received the baptism of the Holy Ghost with evidence of speaking in tongues. Would you lift up your hand? This won't save you. I'm just asking, just real quickly, would you lift up your hands real quick? All right. We have one, two. We have a bunch of children, three, four, five, six, seven, or eight. Amen. Why don't we believe from this point on that at least 10 people or more are going to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost in 20 minutes. Amen. In 20 minutes or before, we're going to see over 10 people receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Do you believe that? I said, do you believe that? Amen. According to your faith, so be it unto you. Amen. We are living in the last days, and this is no secret, and God is truly pouring out His Spirit upon all flesh. Can you say amen? If we would just begin to realize again what being in His presence means and how great it is and how awesome it is to be in the presence of the Lord, something that is so common to many of us just to be in this service today. We find out that others, sometime they come for the first time, and by the time the second or third song is playing, or maybe before, they are already crying, and God is moving upon them while we are sitting bring me the rocking chair, give me my coffee, everything's okay, bring my morning newspaper or my computer to me, whatever. Amen. God help us, amen, to have an understanding of the depth of the presence and power and love of God, of what it can do. Can you say amen? When God comes into our midst, amen. Psalm 16 and 11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Anybody have any joy in the house? Can I get some more monitors up here? Amen. I said, is anybody joyful in the house? Well, if you're happy, notify your face. Why don't you act like you're happy? Amen. Hallelujah. Because God is in the house. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and there is power. And anything is possible because of the presence of the Lord. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Man, I hate it. To go into a restaurant, sit down, and to see people at another table that don't know what I know be happy and I'm sad. Amen. Something's wrong with that picture. I know that we have life, but we have more than life. We have abundant life because of the Holy Ghost, because of power that comes through baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I'll say again, the presence of the Lord is here, and anything is possible. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What do you want God to do today in you? What are you expecting God to do in the remainder of this service? Well, I'm just here. I look good. Showing my weight loss to everybody. Got on my new suit coat. Oh, really, I gained weight, but I'm talking about you right now. I'll talk about me in a minute. Amen. Here I am. I got on my shoes. Amen. Everything's fine. Got a fresh haircut. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, amen, everything's fine in the world. Amen. I got money in the bank, and I got a good house and nice car. Amen. But do we have God operating? Is the presence active in your life? Amen. Is God doing something? Did you come today expecting anything from God? Okay, feed me, preacher. I'm here to be fed. Yeah, that's amen. I'm here to receive. Well, what do you want God to do? Because God's moving. I mean, here we are. It's September. And suddenly, in my apartment in Kolkata, India, at 6 o'clock, I'm awakened by a band that's coming around my gated community. They're inside, and they're marching. And now it is the beginning of Durga Puja, the mother of all gods. It's like Christmas time. All the little gods that Durga has produced, or whatever they think she has produced, is in makeshift temples all over India. People have flown in from all over the world. It's the biggest Hindu festival in the world. And they're here. That's not so much a problem. I can wake up. I know it's coming. I know that their temple is right down below my window. I know what noises I want to hear until 1 or 2 in the morning. He's going to be screaming. There's going to be things done there. I don't even want to know. Nobody goes out. You already have your food and you stay in. Normally, that's what you should do. But usually, that's a good time to have a conference. Because school is out. Every business is closed. Can you imagine having a festival where everything is shut down? Only things open is the airport and the hotels. And they're all filled by thousands and millions, yay, of people. And we have the same conference. And we go to this conference. People come in from all over, apostolics. And we begin to teach. Next door is a regular Hindu temple. They are over there 12 to 15 hours a day screaming. The priest is chanting all of their festivities and all of their things that they do. Whatever it is, they're doing it in there while we're having church. Now, when I was younger, I would want to shut down every bar in my city because they're hindering me from having revival. If you want to do that, you go ahead and pray that. But evil will be with us at all times. Amen. And I wanted to go up on the Kenosha, up there to that rock. Amen. And I want to pray against the prince of darkness of Kashina. And we did it. And we got a lot of flashback. I mean, amen. We weren't prepared for what happened. And we want to do all these things. But the best thing we can do in the midst of whatever's going on is to have a move of God. Because at the end of that conference, on the Sunday night, when Durga's there, when Durga, and it's the last service or the last day of the festival. Here's this idol. She is sometimes 6, 12, 15 foot tall. She is a goddess of all gods. And by the way, there's 330 million of them. And they are bringing food all day. And they are feeding Durga because at 12 o'clock they're going to put her all around India. They're going to put that idol into water and using the Ganges River or any body of water that they have close to them. They've submerged them every year and they're going to send her back, the spirit of her back, until the next year. And they got to feed her for 1 year, her spirit. And so they bring food and food piles up. They're already poor. They make equivalent to $1 a day. They bring the best to their God. Now, I know they don't have these things to eat, but there ain't no, and I'm from the South, but there ain't no bologna sandwiches or hot dogs goes to Durga. I mean, they got mugi, chicken. They have the best fish. They have the best, the biggest goat they can get. They have all their foods that they eat, and they pile it until it keeps piling. Until it gets high, high, high up on their body because they keep trying to put it in the idol's mouth. And I know to you that sounds so foreign. But they're very involved. But next door, while they're doing that, we're on top of the building because all the buildings there are brick. They have flat roofs. And you can keep your dog upstairs and you can put out your clothes. And so we have baptism up there and there's no lights that we can show except the light from the flash of your camera on your phone. But in the midst of all that, they are baptizing people in the name of Jesus. Amen. And the power of God's falling on people. They're getting the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want you to know that the presence of God is greater than what we could ever imagine. There's not a devil in hell can stop it. Every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things in earth, and in the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue shall confess. Not just in that day, but in this day. There's no reason, amen, why we can't have, amen, an apostolic move of God. Come on, and we are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God do mighty works amongst us. And healings and wonders and miracles and signs happen on an everyday basis in our cities. You say, yeah, got stories. Demons come in at night and sit on top of you and try to choke you to death. They know why you're there. and you just keep on going, because all you have to do, even though you can't open up your mouth, all you have to do is think the name of Jesus, and they go. You might could just whisper it, but yet revival goes on. Amen. And thousands get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. 2019. Amen. In the month of March, 8,500 Hindus received the Holy Ghost in the country of India. Amen. Hallelujah. And it happens over and over and over and over. And then sometimes in the country of Bangladesh, every minister, 65 of them are in the water, and they are baptizing 1,100 Muslims in the name of Jesus Christ. Right in the midst of terrorism. Right in the midst of all hell. Don't tell me we can't have a move of God. I asked you, what are you expecting? God's presence is here. And where the presence of God is, everything and anything is possible. Whatever you have need of, God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask or think. Amen. Zephaniah 3:17, and I'm closing. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. You hear that? He said he's mighty. Do you know you're in the presence of a mighty God? He will save. You've seen all of these things happen. He will cause people to be safe, to be free. He will defend them, bring salvation. He will rescue them. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love, and he will joy over you with singing. Amen. He's mighty to save. He's mighty to heal. He's mighty to deliver. He's mighty to meet your needs. Not telling you anything you don't know. Back in the 1st of March this year, we were in Arizona. And in my preaching, strange things start happening. Many times when I started to finish, the Lord wouldn't let me say one word. And I stood in front of churches, some churches up to 750 and 1,000 people, and I stared at them for 15 minutes, and I couldn't say one word. The Lord said, don't say one word. Because he said, their need to respond instead of being pressured and being asked and being begged to respond. Because we're always activated, I'll say it again, by the tradition of our services. Let's everybody stand. Let's everybody sit down. And I'm not against it to a certain degree. Why don't we just let God have his way? There's nothing wrong against that order. I'm not against order. Amen. I'm not propagating, but I'm propagating. Following after the leading of the Holy Ghost. And if God tells you to do something, do it. That was so weird. The first place it happened was in Tucson, Arizona, Brother Connor's church. Oh, what a beautiful church, huge. And for 15 minutes I stood there and everybody stared at me just like you are, thinking this man is whacked. He's supposed to dismiss. Now, I wasn't long. I wasn't, you know, didn't go along like probably I should already be done right now. And I just stood there after I preached about the blood of Jesus and all that it entails. One guy got up in the very back. He was a retired missionary. And he started down the aisle, dragging his leg. Everybody just stared and watched him. Sit and watched him. They thought, what is he doing? I didn't ask anybody to pray. He drug his leg down, and I stood there and I said, God, I'm already feeling really stupid, but what am I supposed to do? And he said, don't do nothing, just watch. And I like to run my mouth, so I had a hard time, but I have to listen. He got to right there, and he stopped and he looked at me. After dragging that leg that was broken and whatever, and all of a sudden, while he stood there and he lifted up his hands, and he was the only one, he probably felt stupid too. All of a sudden, his legs swung into place, and he did that, and it popped in order. And immediately in front of everyone, he went, hallelujah, 89-year-old retired missionary. And he did that with his legs, and then he jumped up and down, and then he took off running. No, I didn't look at him and say, because I didn't have to, and I don't have to. He realized the presence of God was there to heal. And he said, I'm coming to get mine. Y'all can sit where you want to. You can do whatever you want to. We started at 7. That happened about 8 o'clock. He told me, he said, we're usually out at 8:15, 8:30. You know, I had to pray for 750 people. Because when that guy did that, everybody ran as fast as they could for their miracle. But why do I have to be reminded? Why does God have to do that when we already know? Because somehow I failed to realize how powerful the presence of God is. Amen. And he's here to heal, deliver, and set free. So here's what the Lord told me to do. I need every minister in this church to come up here right now. You're coming first. Very quickly. Please hurry. This is not about me. It ain't about if I lay my hand upon your head, you're fixed to get healed. And if you need healing for your body, first of all, you 10 people that want the Holy Ghost, I want you to come up here because I'm going to pray with you. You raise your hand. There ain't no begging. We've had over 200 people receive the Holy Ghost on deputation this year. Last week in Minnesota, I went to camp meeting. And in a camp meeting, I did 2 days of children's camp. 17 children from the Minnesota district got the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. It's just if you want it. Come right over here, you that want the Holy Ghost. Come on, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I know we're taking a lot of time. I built their faith. Here we go. Here's almost 10. Look at here. Are you expecting these kids, these people to get the Holy Ghost? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Here we go. Look at here. 8. I know this is taking a little bit of time. I'm the one got a service at 3 o'clock, and I got to drive a little bit, but that's all right. And I got one tonight, but that's okay. Look here, 9. Where's one more? I'm not auctioning. One more person, anybody? We're believing for 10 people. All right, thank you. Isn't this great? Now, what I want you all to do is repent. If you need to help the person you're with, repent, do that. Ask God to forgive you of your sins. If you need a miracle in your body, I want you to step out at the end of your pew. They're going to walk down the pew. The Lord told me they're going to walk down the pew and they're just going to lay hands on. They're not going to take a long time. If you need a miracle in your body, just step out at the end of your pew. Would you do that? Look at here. That's all I'm doing. Just there's more than one pew. Just move with the one. Just stay there. Just hold on. Now, is this all? Man, everybody's so well here. We don't have anybody with high blood pressure. Nobody on diabetes medicine here. Isn't this great? According to your faith, so be it unto you. Just helping you. Amen. Here we are. All right? I want y'all to take some part of your aisle. Y'all split it up. They're not going to stay with you forever. They're going to come by. And they're going to lay their hand on your head and pray for you real quickly. It don't take them a long time because when they say the name of Jesus, I speak by the power and authority of the name of Jesus. When they lay their hand upon you, you're going to be totally healed at that moment. Amen. They're going to be totally healed. Amen. Hallelujah. If you have back problem, pain or something, amen, get out, move your body part, whatever it is, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And the Lord is going to bring a miracle to you. All right, musicians, help us out. Thank you so much for your lovely help. You go right ahead, minister to people. Church, let's worship. Get involved in what God is doing right now.
Bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. 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 Amen.
generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children.
May his presence
go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you. In the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, he is for you.
I want you to keep in a spirit of worship here. Our young people are going to be going to camp this week. And I just want the rest of the congregation, if you could just stand for a few minutes here. If we could kind of move down into this area where a lot of our young people are. Because I want to pray collectively over our youth this week. I waited for years to do what God had called me to do because of fear, because I became just passive in my life. And I believe you're going to go to camp. You're going to, yes, your friends are going to be there. It's about having fun. It's about friends. It's about having a good time. It's about food, eating all kinds of crazy things and whatever it may be. But it's also about exercising God's calling on your life. And some of you, you know what God's called you to do. Nothing wrong with asking God to confirm it and reassure. But it's also about exercising what he's called you to do. And I want to encourage you, step out in faith and step out in boldness to fulfill the calling. We don't have a whole lot of time left. And God needs everyone, all of us, to step out, step in. So if God's called you into an area, you get up to camp, exercise that calling. Exercise that calling. It's not just preachers and pastors that are called to lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So what we want to do as we close out, we still have some folks that are praying. I want to pray for our young people that God would anoint them. Give them a great camp. Whatever calling or purpose they're seeking in life, God would reveal that to them. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for this time of instruction that we received today to step out. Lord, you said, Lord, teach us. Lord, you are teaching us in the ways of faith. You're teaching us in the ways of your power and your authority. And I pray for these young people as they leave today and as they head up to camp. Lord God, yes, there'll be friends, there'll be fun, there'll be a lot of great memories made, but Lord, the time with you. God, I pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen, that you would empower, that you would teach, and that these young people, Lord God, that what they are learning, what they are being taught, the purpose that they feel that you have in their life, that they would be able to take and begin to fulfill that purpose, fulfill that calling. God, I pray, Lord, as you work in their hearts and in their minds, that they would accept, not reject, not fight, but accept, Lord, what you are calling them to do, that you would empower them, Lord, and that they would be able to take that power and that authority and bring it home with them, Lord God, and change those that are around them. We pray in the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you so very much, Brother and Sister Harris. Our worship praise team is going to continue here for a few more moments, linger. We do have our Spanish service that starts at 1. We try to give them from about 12:30 to 1 to have their practices, so be aware of that. God bless you so very much. God bless you. Do not be discouraged. I want to talk about this next Sunday. in our second session about experiencing your own personal Pentecost. God bless you.